Howdy, DC On-Screen fans. How would you like a piece of original artwork from one of us here at DC On-Screen?
All right, we're aware that you've never thought of that before, but here's the deal. We need your help because the internet is a giant monster that requires numbers and regular feeding times. And then these algorithm things that are like our personal demons that we can't defeat alone. Do the right thing. Go over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review or a more honest review if you feel absolutely led to. And then email us at dconscreen@gmail.com. What we're going to need you to do is just write in an address. Tell us who you are. Give us whatever address you want us to send you something at. You know, if you don't want us to know where you live, send it to your neighbors and go steal his mail, whatever.
Yeah.
Just give us that, and then we need you to write Dave or Jason, and then we need you to write the name of a character. We're going to send you a piece of artwork. I can say about it is that one of us is a good artist and one of us is not. If you've actually been listening to every episode, you might know the secret answer to that, to who you should really ask. But, hey, or toss
hell,
a coin.
Man, you know, once you get the picture from us, take a picture of it or scan it or something. Send it back to us and we'll put it on Facebook, just like we do with your DC loot.
Yeah. Send it back with, like, critiques if you want to. We don't give a fuck, you know. Draw over it, you know, pull a Deadpool, right?
Whatever. One of us might cry.
we'll both probably cry. But whatever. Point is, you know, it's come that time. It's the classic call to action. We need to get out there. We need to get a little bit of the review game going. This is our humble offering.
Yeah, humble offering. Very humble. I couldn't say it any better myself, man. That was a good pitch.
Oh, thank you.
All right, with that said, settle in for a new episode of DC On Screen. Welcome to DC On Screen, a podcast about the DC Universe properties being brought to film and television, and in this case, a Vertigo title. Today we're going to be getting super spoilery on Lucifer 103, the would-be Prince of Darkness. I'm your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason.
Hey.
So, if you're like a big fan of Lucifer, I don't know how much you're going to enjoy this episode because we kind of don't like it at all.
At least not for what we're looking to do. That's not completely accurate for me. I call this Strike 2. It's not like it's a fine show for me to have on in the background, but it's not what I'm caring about yet. Because we've hit that point on week 3 now where, he's funny, but do something. Just do something.
Mm-hmm. I am... Well, let me point out really quick that this episode was down to 5.468 million. So it's steadily dropped every week.
God, that's like a million a week, that was right.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means.
Well, at 5.4, they're still finding their audience, they'll say, but... Or seeing who's still going to keep being their audience. But somewhere in the fours, they start really looking at whether you're going to be around anymore.
My guess, and this is just based on the 3 episodes we've seen, my guess is it'll bottom out at about 1.5 million.
That is low. I mean, most procedurals of any kind can exist somewhere in the 2 to 3 range. Because there's somebody that's willing to just sit there and watch, you know, a detective story get wrapped up every week.
Well,
Castle's
the reason
end
I
of
say
season
that,
like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it, this, well, the reason this I show say reminds that, me so much of Castle, it's scary.
Yeah, but I feel like it's getting the ratings it is because the X-Files is before it. And the X-Files only has a couple more weeks.
It's 2, isn't it?
2 or 3 more weeks. Yeah, something like that. So, I don't have a lot of faith in Lucifer right now, which I guess is a funny thing to say.
Yeah,
but
if that's if that's the case, then yeah, you've got like 3 weeks, and when you see the drop off ratings after the lead in's gone, which actually, who's going to be the lead in after that?
I don't know.
All right, we'll have to look into that because if it's a good enough lead in, then maybe it doesn't matter.
I doubt it will
does
be.
Fox
though.
Basketball?
I don't know.
I can't even remember.
I don't know.
Maybe that'll help. It's not
I
exactly March
just
Madness.
Look that
yet,
up.
But, well, I mean, brackets are getting made, so maybe. Still, it's not like basketball lasts longer than an hour. I doubt it's going to matter. We'll figure out who it is.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Like X-Files is dropping in ratings too. Of course, we knew it would. because it's what happens with shows, period.
Yeah, but that is, I mean, the air comes out of tires, balloons deflate over time, TV shows lose viewers. It's going to happen.
We're idiots. It's going to be Gotham.
Oh, yeah, we are idiots. I forgot.
I'm like over here looking it up, going like, what's leading it? Like, duh.
I forgot it. I forgot we're talking about Monday night here. We are idiots.
Yeah, it is Monday night. You know what it is in my head, deep inside, I'm so used to X-Files being on Sunday nights from way back in the day that I was just convincing myself that it was Sunday night that we were looking for, but I know it's not.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm over here typing Monday and thinking Sunday.
Right.
That's pathetic. So anyway, what happened in this episode of Lucifer anyway? Like,
very little.
We had the Lucifer imposter, the guy that stole his identity. Once again, Maze is like all getting, weird and juiced up over him.
I mean, she's the
prospect of him punishing someone.
She's a demon that isn't having an identity crisis. So she just wants to go be mean, period. Like, that's her whole thing.
Yeah.
Presumably what he's supposed to be doing, but no. He's got to get all changing. And I'm good with the changing part. I like the whole let's change him. She says like people come to LA just to change themselves. And I think
reinvent themselves. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Let's do it. Stop hinting at it. You've only got one X-File or one or two X-Files left. You got to do something quick, man. And then it's going to be up. Mm-hmm. Like at that point, you're going to be hoping BD Wong comes and saves your ass. Is that really where you want to leave like your show? Hoping a character as obscure as Hugo Strange can keep your ratings up?
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's going to be lasting too much longer, but I might be wrong. And let me see. Save for the fact that he wants to know why he doesn't affect her, I have no... And even that seems like, man, why are you even dealing with this detective? Like, seriously. Like, why would you care?
Well, that would be it, though. I'll give him this. Over millennia, this has never happened before. Yeah, I'd be all kinds of on top of this if I were him. Because it's not like he's...
But he doesn't seem to be completely interested in that, either.
And why she won't change? No, because he's also apparently so interested in why he's changing that he's... And, true to form, he's too self-involved to really be caring about that more than the thing that's actually affecting him more personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, come on. Give me some of that. Show me something. Although I did see the most evil thing in the entire episode.
What's that?
Her home computer seems to be running Windows 8.1. That is truly the work of the devil. And that's a decent decent Surface that she's got there. Like, I know she can upgrade to Windows 10. It's free, bitches. Are you still in line in the queue? Because you can just go download that thing. Don't wait for the icon to appear. Just go download it.
Don't wait for the translation. Answer me now.
Doing wrong. A little personal advice. If you've got Windows 7, think very closely about what you're doing. If you've got Windows 8.1, dive dick deep into Windows 10, buddy, because it's your only salvation.
I like my Windows 7.
I can't blame you. I can't judge you.
I've got Windows 7 on my main desktop, but I've got Windows 10 on my tablet. Best of both worlds.
Yeah. Well, that rant aside, I do miss 7 a little bit, because I've got 10 everywhere now.
Mm-hmm. I like 7. Anyway, I like Windows 7 more than I like Episode 3 of Lucifer, that's for sure. Unspeakable Acts, by the way. We got a bit carried away. I did enjoy that. That was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Kind of. I know he's on network. I know this is on network TV, but I can't imagine that if the devil had a three-way, that any of those women would still be wearing...
Four-way.
Four-way, whatever. Four-way. Would still be wearing any clothing.
Menage a trois or something? Or what's French for?
Maybe.
That they would still be clothed in the morning. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, they would still be clothed. Yeah. That's a little weird. That's one of these problems with, network, doing these shows on network.
I mean, after a while, the devil gets bored with, serious penetration and just goes back to heavy petting as his favorite form. Just boredom, right?
Sure.
Oh, don't you miss being 16? I don't know when the devil was 16. I guess, pretty early, right? But maybe he had formative years similar to the average high school student these days.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, incidentally, and
I did laugh when he said that the imposter, the Lucifer imposter, was diluting the Lucifer brand.
That was good.
When they went back for like for the third and fourth time, though, I was like, okay, well, the joke is old.
Right. Now you're diluting the Lucifer joke.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the shtick of him having an imposter, but after that, like it was like everything else in this episode, kind of fun to see, and then what are we doing?
Yeah, very quickly. I did enjoy the line. I really did enjoy the line. I can assure you, he is in no way meteorologically inclined. Yeah, the whole Noah thing, that was a one off. I enjoyed that.
That was good.
I did laugh.
And somebody let me know if they you could reach very far and wide and deep as you could and still not find a fuck to give about this. So I'll ask everyone else: is this episode not about Russell Wilson? Just throwing that out there. Let me know if I'm wrong.
I don't know who that is, but I agree with you.
Seahawks quarterback, known specifically for being a goody two shoes. He's the league's Boy Scout right now. I don't
mm-hmm.
supposed okay. to have that sterling reputation.
Yeah, you know,
since apparently Peyton Manning's not a Boy Scout anymore. That's old. Surely there's another. Anyway.
So Lucifer gets mad at the dude and throws him through the glass.
That was good.
And the detective keeps staring at the footage, and they're like, dun, dun, dun. And I'm like, why are you all dun, dun, dun? Why are you guys acting like that? Like, we know he's the devil.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be, oh my God,
he has told
she's
her
getting
that
closer
he's the
to understanding it. They're, like, her unpeeling one level of density between her skull and the real world should not require musical scoring.
Yeah.
That does not deserve that.
Yeah.
But the shot looked great, man.
Shot looked great. I kind of doubt that dude would have, just gone ahead and... I doubt the agent dude would have just gone ahead and admitted to everything right there, like he did.
Yeah, it does seem to be a lot of witnesses. Also, when I looked, there's all this going on inside the thing, but like outside of the room, there's still just people shaking hands and chatting in the hallway. Get it? That part actually feels more real than anything else here going on. You kind of like go to your coffee break and then come out and go, wait, what just? One of our board members got arrested. Holy shit! Yeah.
Did you send me a text asking me if it was at Wolfram and Hart?
I did. I did. Look at the stairwell.
If Wolfram and Hart wasn't destroyed at the end of Angel,
did
I
they
would
actually
say
destroy
maybe.
The building? It was a real building.
I mean, the building was like the lights were blinking and it was crumbling around them.
Surely the building was. I mean, surely that was CGI. Surely they didn't destroy the actual building, right?
And then I think
maybe
Angel goes and talks to Eve.
Season 6 of Angel. Oh, we spent all our money on the building. Sorry, guys.
And he goes to Eve and he says, "Come on, we've got to get out of here. The whole place is coming down." And she goes, "Where is there to go?" Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a sad ending for her, but you know, whatever.
A lot of it was.
That was such a good show.
It
was such a tight show. Such a tight show. Like, oh, love Angel. And no, they actually canceled that show because Whedon demanded to know whether or not they were coming back for a season 6. And they're like, I have to know, then no. and then the guy who canceled it later regretted the decision wholeheartedly and even said as much in interviews. But yeah, so bastard. I loved Angel. Anyway.
And Whedon probably learned a valuable lesson about being too pushy. Come on, I don't care if you are Joss Whedon. You can't be pushy with these people. They have the purse strings. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That is the pecking order, man.
I mean, you know, I kind of feel him.
Massage the ego a little. You can't.
I think he has actually come back and said, like, well, yeah, but probably we shouldn't have done that. But at the same time.
When I've heard it, it sounded like they both kind of walked away and went, we kind of overreacted, everybody. I'm sorry y'all didn't get an ending to our show.
Mm-hmm. We got a pretty good ending.
Comics are pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I just saw solicitations for Buffy Season 10.
Of course.
So, whenever I get some time, I'm going to dive back into that.
Mm-hmm. You won't have time. Let me sum that up for you.
Oh, I'll have time.
It'll be a while.
You'll have Smallville to watch, and I'll have comics to read.
That's a good point. That's what this summer is going to be.
I look forward to it.
Catching up on grainy SD footage of Smallville.
Somebody save! Save me.
All right, we got to move on. We're not even talking about Lucifer anymore. This is done.
All right.
I'm spent. This show's got to do something, man. It's got to
do something.
Like, at this point, we're Lucifer having review. Existential crises about the show.
Yeah, the show in of itself, when we review the show, it's become a Batwiener episode, so.
Yeah, I just get out of the procedural just a little bit. I get that you have to do a procedure every time, but do it better. Just plain be better.
Yeah, I'm not even, like, I am so not interested in your little cases that he's working. I'm just not. I want to know about the war between heaven and hell that's coming.
Yes. You've told me about all this magnificent stuff. Stop showing me
him, like, flicking his little coin around and stuff, and show me some, you know. Nice, but... Show me something, man. This is, it's untenable at this point. Please.
Well, that's how we feel. I beg anyone listening, if we're wrong in some fashion that will make me care more about this show, I would love to know about it.
Yeah. Story or GTFO, y'all.
Pretty much. But I'm desperate. I'm looking for anything. If there's just something I've missed, I would like to hear about it.
As would I. But we are DC On Screen. You can find every episode, including this very short episode, at DCOnScreen.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. If you'd like to, go check out our friends Matt Carroll and Jeff Randall over at the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. They obviously talk about Marvel stuff. So, I don't know. Next up, we're talking about The Flash. And we're going to be gushing, guys. So,
yeah.
We'll see you then. Keep some DC on your screen.